Every day, 10,000 baby boomers are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore topics like healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new.
And without further ado, from the My Senior Neighborhood Studios, here's your host, Susa Wacky.
Good day, great day, and a new day, and welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. And oh yes, we are doing just that. Well, you want to stay right here on AM 560. Don't change that number and don't click off the web if you're streaming our show at 560wind.com, because I have a great show today that almost everybody can relate to. It is about lasting intimacy and living longer. Now, who wouldn't want both of those? Well, our bodies change, our energy levels, our limitations and ability, and so much more as we age physically, along with changes in circumstances, family dynamics, and so much more that come into play, I think, with lasting intimacy. And what I believe, by hiding or blaming, it may ruin the thing that you desire the most. And I also see it as the degree that we're willing to open our heart and give to the other, especially in some of the toughest moments and biggest challenges, is when we have the greatest opportunity to develop true and lasting intimacy. Well, my first two guests are going to give us some insights about lasting intimacy, love, and fulfillment at every age, and integrating sexuality with spirituality and lighting that spark again and again, and so much more. I have Dr. Elsbeth Moit and Freddie Zentel Weaver joining me today. Let's see. Dr. Elsbeth is the director of the Tantra Nova Institute right here in Chicago, and Freddie Zentel Weaver is a co-founder and director. And welcome, both of you, to Aging Info Radio.
Hi.
Hi, thank you, Sue.
Well, I appreciate you both joining me. I know that you've had a lot of media exposure, and you actually did a documentary on Showtime called Sexual Healing, and you've been guests on many other radio shows, and that's so, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I would like to start with you, Freddie. I have heard my definition of intimacy is, somebody told me a long time ago, it was into me. See, what is your definition of intimacy?
Sue, I like that definition.
You do. Okay.
Intimacy shows up a lot of ways. You know, we often think of intimacy as, you know, something in the bedroom or something very personal, and it's that and more. Intimacy shows up just in the gaze into someone's eye that you don't even know. Intimacy shows up in holding a baby or watching the sunrise. You know, intimate moments are always available, and one of the things that we found in the work that we teach and do are that intimacy becomes more accessible and familiar, and it just makes life much richer when we have that accessibility.
Interesting. Now, you are the co-founder and director of the Tantra Nova Institute right here in Chicago. What is Tantra?
Uh-huh.
And how does that actually differ from Tantra Nova from traditional Tantra?
Yeah. Well, Tantra is a spiritual path, and, you know, it's a religion, and it was practiced for years in, you know, the East. Yet it's one of the original yogas of the energetic body, as opposed to Hatha yoga of the energetic or of the physical form. So what we've done and how we differ from traditional Tantra is that we have taken the yoga aspects of breath, body, spirit, and working with life force energy or sexual energy, and integrated it with practices that are more familiar in the West in terms of generative language, creative self-discovery, and more familiar approaches to human transformation and development.
Well, one of the things I noticed just talking to you, Freddie, is there's such a calmness about you. Do you live your life that way, calm? I mean, do you ever get, you know, your stress levels up there? You sound very calm.
Well, I, you know, like all of us, I'm in a body and have all the anxieties and the busy mind. One of the things that we share with people as an ongoing meditation practice is just parasympathetic breathing. And, you know, we've heard for years, well, take 10 breaths. And what we do is we add to that by making them parasympathetic breaths, where we breathe into the nose, the lungs, and extend our diaphragm, thus extending our bellies, our abdomens. And what happens there is it gives the mind something to focus on, as opposed to the running thought, conversation, interpretation, or whatever might be there.
And that calms you down.
It definitely,
or all of us.
It gives us a little moment before we get the chemical reaction or the verbal result or the physical result from a thought.
Interesting. Now, Elspeth, how did you become, how did you get involved in teaching sexual enlightenment and Tantra? Where have you been doing this for a long time?
Actually, I came to it later in life. I was not introduced to that practice, unlike Freddie Santal, who learned about it from his dad when he was 15 years old. As you can tell by my accent, I'm not from the United States. However, I felt quite free in my body when I grew up, like pretty much before puberty. Once puberty set in, lots of stuff changed. My relationship with my dad, I got interested in boys, I didn't feel understood anymore, all of that. And that was actually also just, you know, growing into a young woman and this whole sexual exploration, that what I was really curious about. However, it was not, you know, it was not the right thing to do as far as I was taught or raised. So there was this dichotomy between experiencing pleasure and joy, yet feeling I wasn't supposed to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So energetically, of course, there is some dichotomy happening that may really impede the energy. So when I learned about Tantra in my 40s, I got so interested in it. I was actually a management consultant traveling the world. And however, there was something missing for me. And what opened up for me out of the tantric practice was really like a connection within myself back into my wholeness, like where my sexual, with my love being, with my consciousness being, became all integrated and not just, you know, working on my doctorate, which developed my mind, and it did some emotional work, transformational work. However, there was something that was missing, which I now call being connected with our life force energy.
Mind, body, spirit, and then, of course, with the universe.
Right, right. And how can we access that? And there's about Tantra, there's really a unique way of connecting and integrating in that way.
You know, I find it so interesting what Freddie said in the very beginning about, you know, finding that intimacy in a sunset or a baby or beauty around you or in the eyes of somebody you're talking to. I mean, I think intimacy is very misinterpreted in our culture.
Yeah, it can definitely be expanded upon. And one of the things that is unique about these as practices in transformation are working with this life force energy or sexual energy, which, again, is pretty loaded in terms of people's listening. And yet, this energy was creating life before we were aware of our own existence as thinking Homo sapiens. And one of the things that's unique about it is that it's creative, it creates life, and it's pleasurable when we're in it. What's also unique is that creativity and pleasure show up everywhere in life, the work we do, the people we're around, where we live. And what's also further interesting is that when you start doing these practices, creativity and pleasure start showing up in areas of life that seem completely unrelated to sex, just in the simple process of living.
Yeah, that's where you meant it's fully loaded in our culture, where people don't really understand that.
Right. Well, it's funny because there's a semantic, sort of socialized listening, and then there's the innate understanding and experience, because we found that people come from all backgrounds and statuses and educational levels to this work. And once they come, if they come willing, they get it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a return.
Mm-hmm.
And what's replaced is, as opposed to the suffering, rationalized mind that we live in, hate my job, but what am I going to do 30 more years to retirement? The things that they've come to create as intention, like a beloved in their life or better communication with their beloved or work that's fulfilling or a place that they live that they're inspired by, just start to show up, and again, in the simple process of being and living.
Oh, that's so great. Well, once again, I'm here with Dr. Elsbeth Moynt and Freddie Zental Weaver. They're both with the Tantra Nova Institute. Their website is tantranova.com. You want to stay right here on AM 560. We're going to find out how we can create lasting intimacy and love at any age in our life. This is Aging Info Radio, and we will be right back.
Welcome to the groundbreaking of a new and exciting virtual web-based community called My Senior Neighborhood. The neighborhood will consist of businesses and professional services that specialize in working with seniors, baby boomers, and their families. At MySeniorNeighborhood.com, visitors can quickly find a needed resource. If you are a business or a professional that would like to be a providing member of the neighborhood, go to MySeniorNeighborhood.com. That's MySeniorNeighborhood.com. Or call 847-466-1700.
I have an important business trip coming up. I used to worry about Mom every time I went. I'm proud of her independence, but I worry about her safety and well-being when I'm not around. Not anymore. I called Partners in Senior Care. Their team of compassionate geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Call Partners in Senior Care. They can help you too. 847-548-1330. 847-548-1330. Or visit them on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Meeting long-term care is a reality of life, and long-term care insurance helps preserve assets and provides peace of mind. LTCI pays for home care, assisted living, and nursing facilities. 3 out of 4 people over 65 will need long-term care, costing $80,000 annually. Mega LTC are specialists when it comes to long-term care insurance.
For more information, call Peter or Brian at Mega Long-Term Care, 800-533-6242, or visit MAGALTC.com.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Oh, I have two great guests with me today, Dr. Elsbeth Moynt and Freddie Zental Weaver. They are both from the Tantra Nova Institute, their website, tantranova.com. And that institute is right here in Chicago. Both Dr. Elsbeth and Freddie have so much to teach. And I'd like for, how about you, Elsbeth, address about creating lasting intimacy and love at any age in life. Is that possible?
I love that question.
You do, okay.
Because it has to do with just, how you post it, like creating it. Because usually when we talk about intimacy or love, it's more that kind of falling into it, falling in love, and intimacy should just like happen by itself. And it may initially, and also when we are young, go, perhaps also sometimes when we are older. However, how can we sustain it? Because when we fall into it, it's pretty much driven by hormones, by initial excitement, and all of that is wonderful. I'm not saying not to enjoy that, However, how can we cultivate something ongoingly?
Mm-hmm.
And that has something to do with, first, that we come from, that we can actually create and bring forth love and intimacy over and over again. So we want to look at a couple of things here. One is we want to look at our body and our energy. Energy is something we don't learn about, I mean, human energy. We learn about thermal energy, electric energy, hydro energy, all of that, but not human energy. And at the very core of human energy is sexual energy, because without that spark, we wouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can tap or could tap more consciously into that energy so that we can, you know, regenerate it, and then guide this energy through our body and circulate that energy with our partner. And there are very concrete and practical practices that we teach that have to do with breathing, energy awareness, and that calmness and stillness that you were pointing out earlier in Freddie,
mm-hmm.
that there is a, you know, a resonance with oneself, and if we have a partner, with our partner. And we can come back to that at any moment. So, of course, it needs to be learned and practiced. Otherwise, it won't happen by default, you know.
Well, it's just like when you talk about energy. I mean, sometimes you can be sitting somewhere and feel someone come into the area that you're in, or as they call it, the space. And you're like, wow, that person, wow, they just made me feel good. Or, oh, my God, I need to leave this area. I'm not really enjoying being so close to this person. They're kind of sending out a little bit of negative toxins here. I got to move on. So I think the energy part is really it's really people becoming more and more aware.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, there's definitely an opening happening, or has been over the last few years. And it allows us to listen to other dimensions than just the dimensions that we can tangibly see or touch.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in relationship, there is so much that may be unspoken or that may be like an undercurrent running underneath.
Mm-hmm.
So if we become more sensitized and more familiar with that, and all this, it starts with listening to oneself, and out of that, listening to the other. So it's not just listening to the other, because in the end, I can only listen really well to the other if I'm able to listen to myself. So back to the question, to create lasting intimacy and love at any age is particularly called for when we, you know, are in our 50s, 60s, or 70s, because there, things may not happen so automatically anymore, which sometimes when people come to work with us, they complain about it. And then we actually encourage them to say, wait a minute, that's really the opportunity for you to bring more consciousness to creating love,
mm-hmm.
to sustaining love. Because if it doesn't happen automatically, then there is something that we can generate,
mm-hmm.
you know, consciously versus just, it just happened to me. So people leave empowered and with tools and exercises that allows them to regenerate, to continually come back to that stillness place or to that happy place, to that connected place.
Mm-hmm. You so just used a word at the very beginning. You know, you use the word sensitized, and one of the things I notice in our society, it seems to me that a lot of people are moving so fast that they're so into technology that they're actually desensitized. Can you relate to that?
Yeah, what I would say is that they get sensitized to the technological world.
Mm.
Look at the kids, you know, how they move with computers and cell phones and video games, and it's just the world they move in. Yet, that doesn't mean that they are attuned to their social context.
Absolutely.
You know, and that is actually where we come in. We even work with kids during the summer, teenagers, 15 to 18 years old, and they are just so, because They are technologically so savvy. However, socially, interpersonally, often not savvy at all. And leave alone how they are with their emotions that are so, you know, all over the place. And for them to learn to listen to their energy, both physically and emotionally, and having tools to, you know, just manage that more and not going off or...
Oh, I'm sure that helps them completely move forward as teenagers.
It's
which is
phenomenal.
It's a challenging time. I mean, that's a very challenging time as kids move into that, and a lot goes on with it. I'd also... Now that I have you both here, and Freddie, I think you might be able to address this. I don't know if this is a myth out there or if it's true, but we hear the word grumpy old men, and nobody, boomers, seniors, anybody going on their aging journey, I don't really think they want to be around grumpy people, male or female. But is this a myth, or does this absolutely happen, and maybe you can explain why?
Well, I think what happens for us as men as we age, there is a sort of cynicism, you know, about life. And I find that, living in the left brain is analytical, it's story, it's linear, and it's not integrated with the dynamic of the spontaneity of, I call the isness of the now, you know, and the changing moments that are always here. So it's not integrated with the feeling part of it. So for aging men to begin to integrate this natural process, because as we age, we do start to become, you know, estrogen becomes more present in our system, testosterone lessens. It's like, so what was a virile, more virile masculine male now is turning into more of a feminine nature. So unless he is integrated, the grumpiness can become even more exasperated. But now some people just have that disposition. I can't say it's for everyone, but I have seen shifts in the, quote, grumpy older male who have come through our programs and have shifted their attitudes towards their beloveds and just their attitudes towards their own possibility and dreams in their life.
Yeah, yeah. Also, you know, so that I think it has something to do with that when they are here, particularly men, they learn and have a space where they actually can feel their emotions more.
Mm-hmm. And be okay with doing that, where
exactly.
Out in the world that may not be acceptable. So there's probably some type of resistance to the changes going on as they age, and that's why they may or may not get grumpy. Once again, I'm here with Dr. Elsbeth Moyt and Freddie Zentel-Weaver. They are director and co-founder and director of the Tantra Nova Institute in Chicago. And their number is 773-525-5006. I'm so sorry, Freddie and Elsbeth, but we are getting very close to our time together ending, and I just want to thank you both. You have so much to teach. This is an area that we're all hopefully moving forward and toward. I think it's very important as you go down your aging journey, and you want to stay right here. I've got another guest coming on that's going to teach us a little bit of how to live longer. Once again, Elsbeth and Freddie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. Hi, this is Susan Wacky, host of Aging Info Radio. My retirement account kept getting smaller, being tied to our volatile market, until I met John O'Connor. I attended an O'Connor & Associates workshop, How to Not Outlive My Retirement, and he switched my account to a fixed rate for growth. Best of all, my IRA will continue to grow well into my retirement years when I need it most. Call O'Connor & Associates at 847-274-2681 or visit O'ConnorAndAssociates.biz.
Mom's Alzheimer's is getting worse. She's having more bad days now. I lay awake at night worried the phone will ring. Is she wandering again? I feel so guilty for not being there with her more, but I've got my kids and my work. If we have to pay for full-time care, it'll wipe us out.
You need answers about Alzheimer's, resources, financial guidance, and compassion.
I'm overwhelmed. I just don't know what to do.
Reach out to Law Elder Law. We're a compassionate law group that can help you cope with Alzheimer's. We have a vast library of resources and a long list of contacts. We can help you preserve your family's financial resources so you can provide the best possible care for your loved one. Call for your personalized family strategy session and caregiver blueprint at 855-ELDER-LAW. Rick Law and his compassionate team at Law Elder Law can help you preserve your stability and dignity. Call 855-ELDER-LAW, 855-ELDER-LAW.
Heritage Woods of Gurnee is an affordable assisted lifestyle community for seniors 65 and over who cannot live alone at home anymore. Understanding the affordability and differences of Heritage Woods is the key. They differ from assisted living communities because of the financial program, which includes Medicaid and allows many people the opportunity to stay for as long as they want. For more information on how you can afford an assisted lifestyle, call 847-623-6300. 847-623-6300.
What if you could do something for your kids right now to get them ahead in school and keep them ahead for their whole life? You'd do it, right? Any teacher will tell you, the kids who read better and retain what they read get better grades. We found that poor reading isn't because kids are lazy. It's because they're overwhelmed and were never taught the right way to read. Well, now you can turn poor grades around, even to A's, because for the first time ever, one of the most prestigious universities in the country, the University of California, helped create a reading program for children everywhere. It's the new phonics game, guaranteed to improve your child's grades by at least one full letter in English, reading, or spelling on their next report card.
For a limited time, the new phonics game is offering their free home reading checker so you can see exactly where your child needs to improve. This is a $50 value and it's free, but you must call now. Call 1-800-380-9030. That's 1-800-380-9030. Call
1-800-380-9030. This is my kind of town, Chicago is my kind of town, Chicago is my kind of people too.
You are listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Chicago is.
And For My Sue Says Today, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better. Find your comfort zone, then leave it. My next guest has written a number of books. Her name is Sunny Levin. She's an educator, speaker, and author. And the book that we're going to talk about is Make New Friends, Live Longer. And in the introduction, it says, the happiest business in all the world is that of making friends, and no investment pays larger dividends. Well, I'd like to welcome Sunny Levin to Aging Info Radio today.
Thank you, Sue. Happy to be with you.
Well, I'm happy for you to join me. Your book is very simple. It's a guide for seniors, and there's a lot of information in it. It's very simplified, easy to read. And I would like for you to talk about, you know, people making, we'll start out by just saying, you know, making new friends at any point in your life. A lot of people always stick to their, you know, whatever friends they had when they grew up or in, you know, in their work environments, and they don't expand out as they get older. What do you see here, Sunny?
Right. You know, Sue, I had found so many books on loneliness, but not one book that had been written for seniors on how to make new friends. And one of the things that happens is when you're in the workplace, you have some friends that you have at the office and so on. But when you're retired, then things change. And we found that my husband and I retired. We had lost a number of old friends, and we found we had more friends under the ground than on top.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to move to Florida for a warmer climate than we had in Kansas City. Well, you know, when you go into a new community, or even when you're in your same state, if you're in a different community, the friends don't come knocking on the door. You can't sit there and wait for new friends. You have to become proactive in making new friends. And as soon as boomers become citizens without a network of friends, you may find retirement a very lonely time. Now, as an only child, I learned my friends were my family. Mm-hmm. And boy, when you find a good friend, it's one of the greatest gifts that life has to offer. Maintaining social ties and making friends is really a priority as you go older. There are lots of studies that tell that the overall health, you know, men and women live longer with a close network of friends.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Even the communities that people move into, because they are not isolated and alone, they extend their life. Now, is this, you said that you and your husband moved and you started to realize that you had less friends above ground than below ground. Is this what inspired you to write your book, Make New Friends, Live Longer? By the way, listeners out there, her website is just that, makenewfriendslivelonger.com. So is this what inspired you, Sunny?
Absolutely, because I found that, you know, particularly when we went down to Naples, and we had only one cousin, and all of a sudden, when the phone rang, the only one that was on the other side was somebody that wanted to clean my carpet. So you can't just simply sit there and realize that you're going to have new friends. So I got very busy and started looking for groups. There were groups, newcomers groups that you join, and I didn't want to have the loneliness. Now, my husband is a couch potato, and I had to take the initiative. For example, my Aunt Rose, who passed away last September, she was still writing poetry for everyone she met, doctors, people at the bank, and she reached out that way to be able to meet new people. Now, some people are shy, and so you need to strike up a conversation. Where? Well, hey, the person next to you in the doctor's waiting room or while walking in your neighborhood. So there's many ways to seek new friends, and this is what I've tried to tell people in my book, that you need to reach out. Because sometimes the groups that you see are pretty stable, and they're not willing to let newcomers in unless you make an effort get in to the group by inviting them over and doing different things to entice them to share their group with you. You know, well, you find people to talk everywhere, in the grocery store.
Anywhere you go, Sunny, there, as long as you're open to it, there can be a conversation unless you have completely isolated yourself. I love in your book, it says, we may be retired, but we're not dead yet. It's a new breed of a grandparent. And it says, when I was young, my father said, always respect your elders, son. It's difficult because I have a hard time finding any. Well, this is Aging Info Radio, and I'm here with Sunny Levin, the author of Make New Friends, Live Longer. And when we get back, we're going to find out about chemistry in making friends. This is Aging Info Radio. Stay right here on AM 560 WIND. And we will be right back.
A recent study found that the number one reason for people 50 years and older to lose their ability to perform everyday physical activities and enjoy life as they should is spinal disorders. Don't lose your mobility. Stay young your first 100 years with help from the doctors at Illinois Spinal Care of Elmhurst. Illinois Spinal Care is your choice for state-of-the-art corrective chiropractic care in a patient-friendly environment. Call 630-617-9790 or visit illinoisspinalcare.com.
70% of American adults have lost at least one permanent tooth, and over 70 million people are missing at least three or more teeth. If you're one of these people, please call Resource One Dental Implant Benefit Program. Dental implants are a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Obtain dental implants for half of what you'd expect to pay when you enroll in the Resource One Dental Implant Benefit Program. For a $150 enrollment fee, you'll save over $12,000 on implants. Call 1-800-851-8745 or go to ResourceOneImplants.com.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Are you part of the sandwich generation and currently feeling a little grilled and fried? Call family-owned Partners in Senior Care and we can help you get your life back. Our geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging but not growing old, you're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Yes, I'm here with Sunny Levin, who is an educator, speaker, and author. She has written the book that we're talking about is Make New Friends and Live Longer. And Sunny, I want, you know, you. We were talking about you can go anywhere and pretty much talk to anybody if you're open to it. But, I mean, really, friendships, the chemistry. Well, what about, you know, connecting with that chemistry? You got any advice there?
Sure. You can feel the vibes when you meet someone that you'll know whether you would want to, after a few remarks, you know if you want to know them better. If you have the same interests, hesitate to tell the person you'd like to get to know them better. I purchased a small notebook and wrote down details about all the new people I met in Naples. Everything I learned, their name, did they play tennis, golf, bridge, mahjong, their hobbies, their children, their grandkids, what did they do before retirement. So ask questions and share the information about yourself. And one of the most important ways to make new friends is to remember their names and how to contact them and about their family. And write it all down so when you see them again, they'll like the fact that you cared enough to remember about them. And at a large party, one little device is take along a camera and take pictures and find out the person's name and contact them. And that way it's an entree to being able to have a good conversation. Don't wait there for that telephone to ring. Invite a new person to go out with you to a play or a movie or a lecture you've heard about.
I think you really have to just be willing to work at it. Just like with anything, you have to be willing to say, you know what, I'm going to put some time in here. I do want to, you know, join a group or be part of a tennis club or, you know, be part of whatever is in your community that you can participate in and make friends. I mean, like you said, they're not going to come knocking unless you're out there, right, Sunny?
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, one of the fastest ways, Sue, to new friends is through their stomachs. And I tell about in many places, you're used to eating out. There's so many restaurants. But it's difficult to get to know a person in a noisy restaurant. In my book, I suggest have one person or a couple over for dinner. And most people won't turn down dinner invitations. People like home-cooked meals. Then I expand to small groups and Super Bowl parties. And on holidays, because our children aren't around, I invite people for Thanksgiving and other holidays. And voila, it works. And you start getting invitations both in their homes and at restaurants. You know, your attitude is everything.
Absolutely.
You have to live your life like you're going to live forever and make new friends.
Mm-hmm.
One of my friends, her mother, at age 90, she bought a new car and took out a 5-year warranty. And she constantly made plans for the future. Almost every day she played bridge and made new younger friends.
That's why she's 90 and still going. Now, I'd like to address, you talked about.
I encourage making friends of all ages. We have friends that are 15 and 20 years younger than us. And the reason is that we're willing to try new things. I won't try bungee jumping or a water rafting, but most anything else I'm interested in.
Well, I want to address, you had talked about, and this comes up with couples, I'm sure, as they go into the retirement years. One couple would rather sit home and watch TV, and the other couple says, let's go out and make friends. And you addressed your husband as a, we'll call him a
couch potato, we'll call him a
sweet potato.
Okay.
A couch
That's
sweet
good.
Potato. Okay, let's address that. How do you work with that in relationship with a spouse or significant
right.
other?
Well, you know, it's not easy because men of our generation don't have time to develop many friendships because they were working and relied on their wives for social contact. But there are groups that men can. My husband now belongs to a group called Romeo's, which is the retired old men's eating establishment, and that gets him out of the house. Husbands that there should be encouraged to make new friends because there's a different point of view with friendships between men, and it's not easy, particularly when you've not been used to doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something that you once you start doing it, hobbies. Well, there are many people that men that have hobbies of different kind, and wives need to encourage them to go ahead and indulge in their hobbies, and then they'll meet some friends through that, whether it's stamp collecting or whether it is some other type of hobby.
You know, Sonny, I want to give out your website here. It's makenewfriendslivelonger.com. Once again, I'm with Sonny Levin, who's an educator, speaker, and author. And, you know, one of the common denominators that I see with many of the guests that I have on my shows is that participation is a function of health. You know, you sit at home and retire, sit at home and eat bonbons, you're going to grow old.
Right. Well, you know, this is one thing, too. And one way, for example, Netflix is one of the best ways to make new friends. Invite some of your neighbors over, or if you met somebody at a party or such, and have a little theater party and have a couple of Netflix that you can watch.
That's a great
idea. And then you'll
idea.
Have some treats to eat.
And Sonny, I'm going to tell you that we are running out of time. And actually, she's writing another book called Ready or Not, Here I Come. I'm with Sonny Levin. And Sonny, thank you so much for joining Aging Info Radio today. Don't go away. We'll be right back. And stay right here on AM 560.
Are you a retiree or just about to retire? Let's face it, in today's economy, having the funds to live comfortably in later years is a concern for many people. John O'Connor has been helping retirees for 22 years with hundreds of clients throughout the Chicagoland area. Now, learn from John what others have done to retire safely and securely. You are invited to attend a complimentary workshop in your area with John O'Connor and learn what you need to know to reduce or eliminate market loss, protect assets from creditors and predators, and receive a reasonable rate of interest on your hard-earned money. Private appointments are also available for your convenience. Be informed and start to enjoy a life without the worry of losing your hard-earned money. Call 847-274-2681 for location information and to reserve your seat now. 847-274-2681. That's 847-274-2681. 847-274-2681.
Needing long-term care is a reality of life, and long-term care insurance helps preserve assets and provides increased peace of mind. LTCI pays for home care, assisted living, and nursing facilities. 3 out of 4 people over 65 will need long-term care, costing $80,000 annually. Mega LTC are specialists when it comes to long-term care insurance.
For more information, call Peter or Brian at Mega Long-Term Care, 800-533-6242, or visit MAGALTC.com.
Welcome to the groundbreaking of a new and exciting virtual web-based community called My Senior Neighborhood. The neighborhood will consist of businesses and professional services that specialize in working with seniors, baby boomers, and their families. At MySeniorNeighborhood.com, visitors can quickly find a needed resource. If you are a business or a professional that would like to be a providing member of the neighborhood, go to MySeniorNeighborhood.com. That's MySeniorNeighborhood.com. Or call 847-466-1700.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio.
So much to learn, to live longer, and just keep going. And then, of course, keep those fires going with intimacy from my guest, Elsbeth and Freddie, today. And, of course, Sunny, I was talking about it. Sunny Levin has written another book. It's coming out very soon. It's called Ready or Not, Here I Come. And Sunny actually just moved into a retirement community and absolutely loves it. So I want to thank them all for being with me today on Aging Info Radio. And for one of the best kept secrets in Illinois for anyone out there looking at assisted living is supportive living. And Heritage Woods of Gurnee is opening this fall. Their phone number is 847-623-6300. It's a brand new building, a brand new community, very affordable through a state program. And once again, their number is 847-623-6300. And as I always talk about long-term care, really, if you do not have long-term care insurance, it can actually serve as a disability product as well as long-term care if you were to be in an accident or need supplemental income. And really, I have the best company out there in business 38 years, MAGA LTC. And their website is MAGA, MAGALTC.com. Their phone number is 800-533-6242. And it's a Daisy May Day. And Daisy, what do you think of Paws Chicago? Oh, my God, you threw me for a loop there. I couldn't believe she finally spoke up. Well, my pooch of the week is Lacey, a female poodle mix who is 3 years old, past those puppy years. You can call Paws Chicago at 773-935-7296 or go to Paws Chicago. And, of course, Lacey is waiting with her paws crossed for you to call 773-935-7296. And Partners in Senior Care, they do geriatric care management and home care needs. Their phone number, they are so reputable, with a mission of quality delivery care of services to the senior population. Their number is 847-548-1330. And if you've been driving and heard any of our show or just part of it or any commercials and you cannot write them down, the good news is our show today will soon be up on podcasts with a blog, guest contact information, and most all of our commercials are sponsors on our website with their logos. So check out that at aginginforadio.com. We also list our future shows and guests. And if you can't find what you need, give us a call at 866-560-3965 or email aginginforadio.com. And another thank you to Dr. Elsbeth Moit and Freddie Zentel-Weaver with Tantra Nova Institute and Sunny Levin, the author of Make New Friends and Live Longer. And I also want to thank my listeners, my sponsors, Debbie, my awesome technical programmer at AM560. Stay right here for Earn It, Keep It, and Grow It, a show with Kathleen New. And I'm Susan Wacky, your host, and we'll be back next Saturday morning. And this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
Who died? Who gave that right to me? And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
My Senior Neighborhood was proud to bring you Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors, aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch them again next Saturday as they continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. Right here on AM 560 WIND.
How much does it cost to repair your car? New air conditioning? Over $1,000. Replace the transmission? Upwards of $3,500. And a new engine may cost you over $5,000. And these are national averages. For your car, it could be more. That's why you need an extended service contract from My Repair Shop.